Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Gail Butler is with us this morning representing the Atlantic Elks. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Well, good, good. How you been?
I haven't been too bad.
Good. How are the Elks these days?
The Elks is starting to thrive again. We had problems with the building, the old building, and we got to the point where we couldn't afford it. We got the new building now, and things are going really well for us.
So that has worked out well for everybody.
Yes, it has.
Good, good. It's a new location. Real easy to find right down there on Walnut Street, too.
That's right.
And you got it all set up. You're active and organized. People are using the facility, and
yes,
it's working
right.
out well. Good. Yeah. Well, we want to talk specifically about the bike rodeo event that the Elks will be hosting here this weekend. Gail, we were talking before we started on air here this morning, and you were telling me that this is something that the Elks have done in the past.
Yes, we used to do it for several years. We did it and had real good results. The kids really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And then we lost out to another organization. They beat us to the punch at getting one advertised, and so we couldn't do it that year. The next year they were going to do it again, but they didn't, and we just haven't gotten back into it. But we decided this would be a really good time because with kids being inactive last year because of COVID, they probably didn't get out. The Y wasn't open. They couldn't ride their bikes to the Y or the swimming pool or anything like that. And this year is different, and so we're hoping that maybe we can make them safe on the roads.
Yeah, absolutely. And last year there was no bike rodeo, I assume,
no.
because of the COVID situation.
Right.
Like everything else, it kind of took a back seat to the other things that were important. So good to get out again. When you've done this in the past, have you had pretty good participation?
We've had 25 to 30 kids. It depended on kind of on the weather and what else was going on. And it's really hard to find a day when there isn't something else going on, but you just have to pick a day and say this is it and hope for the best.
You bet, yeah. Well, this is, it's run by the Atlantic Elks. It's
yes.
Here in Atlantic. Is yes. it just for kids in Atlantic?
No, anybody can come. The kids all over need to know how to ride their bike safely.
Sure.
So, if Griswold, Lewis, Anita, anywhere. It doesn't even have to be in the county. Just show up. And we don't have an age limit. We used to, when we had it before, we had kids on the little tiny bicycles with the training wheels, and they just had a ball. Mm-hmm. They were out there participating with the other kids and just had a ball.
Yeah. Well, there's no sense restricting anything here with this because the Elks has a large reach anyway.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you guys are involved in a lot of things that that span many, many territories and boundaries here.
Well, so. And now that we are thriving more, we're getting back into doing more community things like this. And that's, we wanted to before, but there just wasn't time and money to do those things, but we're getting along fine now.
Absolutely. Well, the bike rodeo coming up on Saturday, this Saturday, June 12th, 10 a.m., where will that be located?
At the parking lot between the City Hall and the Elks. And at the Elks is 411 Poplar Street. Or excuse me, Walnut Street.
The old street
yeah,
you were on.
Yeah, yeah. There is some confusion. Well, I think everybody alive now has always known that the Elks was on Poplar
right.
Street.
Right.
We're not there anymore. We still have mail that doesn't get to us because of it. And so it's across from the newspaper. It's between the City Hall and the post office.
Absolutely.
And we want people to come in off of Walnut Street.
Yep. And there's a lighted sign down there. I see the Elk mounted out front, so
yes.
It should be pretty easy to identify.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
All right.
And we'll have a sign out in front saying bike rodeo.
Okay. So what should kids bring on that day?
Bike.
They, figured that, yeah.
And we don't even limit it to two wheels. If kids want to ride their big wheel or a tricycle or if you have a child in a wheelchair, you want to push them through, or if they've got an electric one, they can go through the obstacle course and participate. We're going to have treats for the kids. We're going to have a drawing. We used to give away a bike, but that kind of limits the number of prizes we can give. So we're going to give away two $25 chamber bucks and two $25 Walmart gift cards and six $10 gift cards from Utterly Delicious. And every participant will be able to win those. And every participant will also get a certificate for a free ice cream cone from Utterly Delicious.
Oh, great. So you got good support there.
Yes.
Very good. Do the kids need to be chaperoned at all?
Yes. We're asking anybody under 12 and under, be accompanied by an adult simply for safety reasons. And if they win one of these prizes, we want to be able to give it to somebody that we know it's going to get home.
Can't pin it to their chest.
Right. Yeah. All right. And that... You don't have to have an adult for every child. You can have, you know, bring four or five kids as long as somebody is in charge of them.
Sure. That makes sense. All right. Well, how will the day line up? You mentioned there'll be a little course. What will they be doing during the course of the day?
They will be, we'll have cones that they'll weave in and out of. We'll have a stop sign with a line that they have to learn to stop behind the line at the stop sign. We'll have a large sponge that they'll be riding along, and someone will throw it out in front of them, and they have to avoid it. One time when we had this, a little girl was on her little bike, and she rode right up on the sponge, and the back wheel came off the ground, and the training wheels were holding up, and she just sat there pedaling. She just had a ball. She didn't mind. But and then we'll have a straight line for them to ride in, you know, just to stay on that line if they can. Just anything to let them know that they have to be, if they're on the street, they've got to be able to avoid something that, like that sponge or something, and stay in a straight line and know how to stop. And so we just want to make them safe. We're also going to have a safety program by a police officer. It'll be 10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. We just want the kids to know that, you know, they may be really good riders on sidewalk or a path, but when you get into the street, you're dealing with cars and pedestrians, and we just want them to learn how to be safe.
They are the smallest thing on the street.
Yes, they are.
And they are the most vulnerable.
Yes.
Not just because of the size difference and obviously the amount of impact that a vehicle and a bicycle would have, but also because they're harder to see sometimes.
Yes, they are. They are. And one other thing we're going to stress, you know, we've all seen kids just ride out into a street, ride through a stop sign. We're going to have stress that they've got to stop at those stop signs just like a car does.
Would you do me a favor and run this program for people in cars too?
Well, I'm not sure we could. That would be a good idea, though.
Well, we sometimes seem to have forgotten some of those basic rules there,
right,
too. You know, one of the things, you're teaching safety. I assume you're probably asking them if they can to wear the helmets, too.
We encourage helmets. We cannot require them because not all kids have helmets, mm-hmm, and we don't want to discriminate. But we would encourage helmets.
Okay. And if you don't have one, they are available.
Right.
And they're not all that expensive.
No, they're not.
And they're very cheap when you consider the cost of not having one.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's for sure. All right. How long will the program last on Saturday?
The police officer program will be, like I said, about 10, 15 mm-hmm minutes. It just depends on how many kids we have and how long it takes them to get through the course. And then after that, then we'll go in and do the drawings for the prizes. So it shouldn't be an hour, a little more, a little less.
Okay.
Hard to tell.
Sure. Is there a limit? You could accept anybody that comes?
Anybody.
Okay. And don't have to register ahead of time?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Just to show up and be prepared.
Just show up, and we'll have a table there that they can write their names down for the drawings, and that way we'll kind of know how many kids we have, and we hope that we have a lot. We've got weather, you know, weather's going to be okay. A lot of times we're worried about rain. We don't have to worry about that now. And if we do it at 10 o'clock in the morning, it should be before the real heat hits, so we should be in good shape.
Perfect. And then the most important question that I haven't asked you yet, what's it cost?
Not a thing.
Perfect.
That's free to the public.
All right. So all they have to do is just come on down and just agree to give up a little bit of your time.
Exactly.
So that your children understand the importance of following the rules, what the rules are, and following those rules.
Exactly.
Not just for other people, to keep themselves safe as
right.
Well. Very good. All right. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, June 12th, and that starts at 10 a.m. And once again, it's the parking lot between City Hall and the Elks Lodge. It's right there on Walnut Street.
Right.
So pretty easy for you to find. So
right.
Load up those bikes. Bring the kids along, too. Don't forget them.
Right.
And have a good time. And kids will go away with some stuff and some prizes and things, too. They'll have a good time.
Yes, I hope so.
Very good. For the Elks, what's the benefit for you folks? What do you get out of doing things like this?
We just enjoy doing things, you know, for the public, for the kids. We've got a great drug program. We'll have some information there on drug awareness and stuff. It's just something that we do.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, it's community awareness. It's being a part of the community and being involved.
Exactly.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you to the Atlantic Elks for doing the program. And Gail, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us here this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.